hot.
And it's Saturday night.
And it's the first Saturday of the month.
So you know what that means.
Independence Day.
And Gallery Walk. Happy Fourth.
Celebrating our triumphant victory over the time.
And feeling thankful for summer.
And art.
Come join us.
Let's check it out. We're looking for you.
This is Eva.
And Max.
And we'll be seeing what's going on in the gallery tonight.
This is Lori McClave. I'm at Red Raven Gallery, and we're having Creepy Cute Girls show. With Creepy Cute Girls. Jorge Allmaker, who goes by Kat Templeton, and she lives in Shelton. I'm not. I have a fan. And I have liquid refreshment. I'm standing in the heat because I'm drinking and have a fan going. It's not that bad down here, actually. It is cool. We're cool in so many ways.
I'm Jim Jacobson. There are three of us at this gallery, three artists. I'm one of them. I'm an oil painter. I do representational work, mostly. The other one is Don Tiller, who's right over here. He does the contemporary landscapes, and he works in acrylics. Don's wife, Jolene, who is also here, does art for small spaces right here. So we're a pop-up. We're here for 3 months, at least, maybe four, June through September. We're happy with the space. We are liking the traffic that's coming through, and the light in here is great. So we're pleased. Oil painter. I start with an idea. I paint from photographs, combinations of photographs, sketches, small representative plein air paintings. And so I start there, and I develop a painting out of. The paintings are not copied, they're developed from a variety of sources. That's how I approach it. I've been painting since I turned 70, about 8 years ago, and have a passion for it. I saw some work by Diane Ainsworth, a local painter, and her work just kind of blew me away. And so I talked to my wife, Chris, and she said, well, why don't you start? I said, why not? So I sold my woodworking tools and bought brushes and haven't looked back. When I was a kid, I did some sketching and so forth.
My name is Jolene Sunding, and I'm at 839 Pop-Up Gallery in Port Townsend. Well, tonight is Gallery Walk, and it's a pop-up gallery because the three of us are here, and we're local artists. We took an opportunity to grab this space and have a pop-up gallery for the summer. It's been really fun. My work is art for small spaces. I do monoprints mounted on blocks, and I do it on a jelly plate, which allows me to do printmaking without a press. They've got six sides. It's like having a new painting every day because you can keep rotating it. I'm a service designer and a graphic designer, so it's right up my alley. Printmaking is really fun. I took a class last year and just fell in love with it, and it's just really freeing, and you can just cut out all my own stencils. It's just color on top of pattern, and I love that.
My name's Amanda Kingsley, and I'm one of four women here who's just opened Magpie Alley as a pop-up of antiques and oddities and shiny objects. We'll be here at least for the summer, maybe on into the fall, depending on the restoration plans for this building, which we're so hoping they're able to do. And we're having a grand time. I just had always admired this space and made a call to the Dudleys to see if it might be available, and they said yes, but we have other interest. We need to know this in the next couple days. So I started calling everybody I knew and putting out messages on Facebook, and found three other friends who didn't know each other. And we all started dragging our stuff in here, and lo and behold, it looks like a real shop. So we're just having a grand time. It is 118 Taylor Street, and it's in the just before you head out on to Union Wharf. Pretty good. We seem to have getting this mix of fans down, and I just plugged in a fridge and loaded it with popsicles, so we're good.
Good. Hi, I'm Lee Hayden from Seattle, visiting Port Townsend and some family for the holiday weekend. Great to be here, and gallery walk, yeah, it's always a lot of fun. I miss it when I'm in the city. City one isn't nearly as good. Getting to see all of the different art, getting to meet the different artists and hear what was their motivation behind their work.
I am Lois James, and it's Northwind Art Center, and I happen to be the organizer of the show. The people in the show are, well, I had the idea that I would like to have a paper show because paper is so varied. There are so many things that artists do with it. And I found all these artists through various ways. I knew one, and she knew another one, and so on and so forth. And so each of them work in paper, and this is all the examples of their thoughts and what they do. My own work, I am probably the most, well, there's two of us that are really paper makers. Mary, whose work you see here behind you, and then mine, I do what's called pulp painting. And I make the paper, and I make my own stencils, and I beat the pulp very, very finely so it looks like watercolor. And then I paint it through the stencils. So it's a little different from most of what you see here. My references are mainly the water and the sea and the environment and the colors and that sort of thing. I do have a son over there, yeah. I love making paper. I love the process. I love working in the water. I love the spontaneity of it and the variableness of what I can do. I just feel like you can do anything with paper that you come up with. I buy the starting material from papermaker suppliers, and it comes in like a thick blotter. And then I could either beat it with a blender, which is what most beginning papermakers do, or I have what's called a Hollander beater. And it's a machine that will beat anything. It'll beat fabric, it'll beat natural fibers, grasses, anything. And I use that, and that's why I can beat it so finely. And I beat it in the beater, separate the amount of paper I'm going to use, and I color it at that point with pigments. You use what's called a mold and deckel. It's a screen, a framed screen. And I make the paper with the screen and press it, and then I happen to have a dry mount press that photographers use. Well, between pressing it and the dry mount press, I use the stencils and I paint on it with the pulp, and then I press it in the dry mount press to dry it, because it has high shrinkage, and if I leave it out, it'll crackle and turn into seersucker. So so that's kind of the process.
Okay, I'm Sandy Washer James. I'm an artist. I've been a book artist since the 90s. I do books that deal with the issues that I feel are important to all women, not just a small group. So that's been my emphasis. This show, obviously, I did paper pieces. However, I do paper and fiber and et cetera. So that's what I've been doing for quite a long time. Paper, because of the fact that, as you know, when paper became more available, books were made from paper as opposed to vellum, which is so expensive and not available. So books made out of paper are a lot less expensive, more accessible. They have other qualities that other materials do not. So that's why I did paper. Yes, I have a general idea because I do limited editions or series or one of a kinds. And so I have a theme before I start. Like when I did the Ruth Bader Ginsburg book, I knew it was going to be about Ruth. I knew which picture of her I was going to use. And because it was the one that had a certain type of collar on, then I knew from there what type of papers to use to help get across the theme. When I did the feather book, then in that particular case, I had already done the research on the woman who was one of the first people in the whole world to do cyanotypes, so it grew from that. So, yes, I have it in my head. However, what ends up never looks exactly like what's in my head. That never happens. No matter how hard I try, and sometimes it's better than what I thought.
Because it's gallery walk.
It's the first Saturday of the month.
I'm Max.
And I'm Eva.
And it's Saturday night.
And that's what we do. We go to galleries and we talk to you.
On Gallery Walk.
KPTZ, 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. And it's hot.
On Saturday night.
And it's Interdependence Day, where we're all a little dependent on one another.
So let's celebrate.
Ding, ding.